Dear small group leaders of Christ Church, the discussion guide for this week's message, A Voice in the Night, is attached here below in the link. Also, the sermons are available at christchurchsl.org/sermons. Please be sure to include them both in your small group meeting reminder emails this week. Leader tips. Number one, church announcements. Just a quick reminder, the big Christ Church Easter concert Only to Rise Again is tonight at 6 p.m. in the sanctuary. I believe it will be a powerful musical worship experience for all who attend. Also, Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Dr. Ronald Kaluuya from Uganda, who spoke in our services this morning, will be offering a missions talk in Jacob's Well. Come for coffee, desserts, and hearing more about this exciting ministry in which we are partners. In fact, there are 5 spots left for the Christ Church mission trip to Uganda this summer. Talk to our missions director, Renee Teal, if you or those in your group may be interested, or come Tuesday night at 7 in Jacob's Well to hear more about it. Also, next Sunday, April 22nd, there is a potluck in the Family Life Center from 5 to 7 p.m. and dancing with music provided by special musical guest Denver and the Mile High Orchestra. The meat dish is provided, so you're welcome to bring a salad, a side dish, or a dessert and just come and have some fun. The following Sunday night, April 29th, is our church council meeting, which is again in the Family Life Center from 5 to 7 p.m. This is because it's coinciding with the crawfish boil that is sponsored by our youth ministry department and is a fundraiser for summer missions. So we'll be having crawfish that night together. Leader tip number 2, spring summer schedules. Well, we are now in the spring mini-mester. Thank you to those who submitted the end of the semester surveys. As we approach summer, know that it is okay if you need to transition to meeting less frequently or scheduling occasional fellowship gatherings for this season of the year. Leader tip number 3, the smallgroupleaders.net resource. Remember, the weekly leader tips and discussion guides are always available at smallgroupleaders.net. I will soon be adding the email subscription instrument as well as a video and audio podcast of the weekly leader tips as well, which would make it available through the iTunes site for podcasting. Also, in case you missed the small group leader training experience, which was led by Pastor Temple and myself earlier this year, you can find documents and audio files from the small group leaders equipping track that's on that same website as well. Just click on Small Group Leaders Equipping Track from the drop-down menu. Well, that's all for now, friends. I hope all is well with you and your group members. May God bless you all as you seek to honor and follow Him, as we heard in our morning messages today. Blessings.